An Arctic cold front has been crossing the region today. In advance of the front, temperatures climbed into the 40s through much of the area. It was warmer south and east of Albany, where high temperatures reached into the 50s and lower 60s. Behind the front, cold air is rushing into the region from the northwest, and temperatures will take a pretty big dip for the next couple of days, running well below normal for early April. There are some showers that have been triggered by this front, and a few areas have had heavier bursts of rain this afternoon. It is possible that there could even be a few rumbles of thunder over the next couple of hours. Further west, as the cold air arrives, some of these showers are falling in the form of snow. As the front heads to our east this evening, the bulk of precipitation will end. As cold air continues to flood into the region tonight, there is a chance of mountain snow showers, especially north and west of the capital region. Additionally, the rush of cold will trigger a band of lake effect snow. A lake effect snow advisory is in effect this evening through noon tomorrow for portions of the southwestern Adirondacks. This cold push will drop temperatures to winter-like levels, with readings into the 20s in most areas, with some teens in the mountains. A persistent west-northwesterly flow will continue through Wednesday. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s in most areas, reaching close to 40 for the capital region on south. This is about 10 degrees below normal levels. The gusty breeze will make it feel several degrees colder. Some spotty instability showers are possible, mainly in the mountains, and bands of lake effect snow will continue in portions of the southwestern Adirondacks. On Wednesday, high pressure will build into the western Great Lakes, keeping us under that cool northwesterly flow. By Thursday, that high will move to the east coast, turning the wind to the southwest. This will push temperatures close to 50 in many areas by Thursday afternoon. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of mountain snow showers, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of spotty rain or snow showers, breezy and colder, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of spotty rain or snow showers, some areas of lake effect snow well west, breezy and cool, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight becoming mostly clear, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and colder, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight becoming mostly clear, low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and colder, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and continued cool, with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 40s and lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.